This is your weekly Eagle Feather News Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of our weekly podcast. I am your host, Errol Sutherland, and we are going to be reading the top stories of the week chosen by you, our fans and readers of Eagle Feather News. Members of Men in the North, a newly formed support group in LaRange, are doing what they can to help out the community during the pandemic. When the pandemic forced social isolation, the group wanted to do what they can and help the kids, so they applied to Cameco's COVID-19 assistance funds, where they were granted $5,000. Last week, they delivered recreational activities to youth of LaRange and surrounding areas. The Men of the North also donated recreational supplies to a women's shelter and Big Stone Community Center. Their group's mission is to promote healthy life choices, encourage recovery, and promote rehabilitation. The federal government has added $75 million to funding for Indigenous peoples living in urban centers and off-reserve. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the addition to the $305 million Distinctions-Based Indigenous Community Support Fund announced in March. The new money is added to the $15 million originally earmarked in the Fund for Off-Reserve Indigenous Peoples. Funding for projects will start rolling out in the coming weeks. Keith Pratt, First Nations advisor to the Regina Pats and Regina Thunder, enjoys being able to share his cultural with those involved teams and feels this is a step in the right direction towards reconciliation. Through this role, Pratt hopes to educate others about culture, how sports can bring camaraderie, build responsibility, and teach the value of hard work. Having an Indigenous man in these organizations in this capacity helps other Indigenous athletes feel more comfortable to try for the team. His position helps Indigenous players reach their full potential. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Defense Aboriginal Advisory Group, DAAG, or DAG, for the Canadian Armed Forces and Department of National Defense. Back on May 21st, the Army's highest-ranking officer, Saskatchewan, Colonel Gwen Bork, met with Métis and First Nations leaders to recognize the importance of Indigenous Awareness Week, the connection Indigenous soldiers from Saskatchewan have to our country, and to confirm the Canada's Army's commitment to a continued partnership with Indigenous communities. DAG is made up of current serving members and civilians from the defense team across Canada. It provides and promotes education and support on Indigenous matters for all those in the defense team. It empowers and encourages First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples to be proud of their culture and to have success in their careers. Over the years, more willingness to understand Indigenous cultures has started in the military and continues through active programs and information sharing. The Saskatchewan mining sector is taking steps to provide vulnerable communities and individuals to ensure everyone keeps their heads above water during the pandemic. Mosaic has three potash projects in Saskatchewan and over 20 phosphate operations in the US and South America. In response to the coronavirus outbreak, they have provided a total of $100,000 to the 10 First Nations that surround their Saskatchewan operations, $9,000 to each community, and $10,000 to Regina Treaty Status Indian Services. Mosaic has also provided $25,000 to the North Central Family Center in Regina, which not only provides food to those in need, but ensures educational, social, and cultural programs continue for inner-city individuals. Saskatoon-based Cameco Corporation, the world's largest publicly traded uranium company, recently announced a $1 million COVID relief fund for the Saskatoon and Northern Saskatchewan charities, nonprofits, town offices, and First Nation band offices impacted by COVID-19. K+S Potash Canada announced in April that they will be partnering with the Food Banks of Saskatchewan by matching every donation up to $50,000 made to the Food Banks of Saskatchewan. In a world built for able-bodied people, a Saskatoon organization is providing affordable, accessible home for people with disabilities. Camponi Housing Corporation opened 6 two-bedroom and 3-bedroom houses with ramps, wheelchair-accessible bathrooms, showers, and appliances for individuals and families. The organization charges 60% less than the medium market rent for accessible units in Saskatoon. The project is a partnership with Saskatchewan Housing Corporation, Connexus Credit Union, and Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. The work of many employees in the disability sector has been deemed essential service during the pandemic. A lifelong passion for mother and daughter in the sport of barrel racing has put on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic. Hailing from the Kokkiwistow First Nation, Sonia Dodginghorse and her 14-year-old daughter Kata are a bit disappointed that this will be the first summer where they won't be able to be competing in the rodeo circuit. Kata has been riding horses since she was 5 years old. She learned how to barrel race and rodeos from her mother. Sonia was riding horses before she could walk and entered her first rodeo at the age of 5. The Dodginghorses are planning on competing in the Las Vegas Indian National Finals rodeo in October. It's not the competition aspect that they're looking forward to, but doing something they both love doing together. Wanuskewin is taking part in Saskatchewan Tourism Week by adding content to its website and online media platforms, including elder greetings, meeting classes, and updates from the staff. Wanuskewin Heritage Park is staying connected while waiting to reopen during Phase 4 of Saskatchewan's reopening. The buffalo calves born there this spring are still off limits to visitors, but there are videos and updates on the park's Facebook page, where there are also videos of what the visitor center's expansion will look like when construction is finished. Would-be visitors are also invited to check out the park's website, where they can find elder greetings, meeting classes, updates from the staff, and a new segment that will air Thursday called Snacks and Facts. As Saskatchewan Tourism Week ends, people are encouraged to continue supporting local tourism business as they reopen.